Yeah, and to add to that, I think that when you recognize what the next person in your class is pushing to make this career happen for themselves, and you're like, oh wow, you're taking a coach for 2 hours just to get to class alone, A, you're like, wow, I'm a lucky Londoner to only, like, I can walk here or whatever, but you're just like, okay, so you're putting in that time, you're spending that money, like, there's something, maybe I don't have to travel as far, but maybe I can do something that's just as much of a personal input, because someone, I don't know, I don't feel like one person should be more tired than the next just because of their circumstance. So
yeah,
I think that was like just hearing each other's stories of determination was just like, oh, it's that kind of game. Okay, right, let's really up it. So do you want to go into like the stories?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you repeat the question?
Basically, we'll start with your name.
Yeah.
And then just tell me your story about Shift and what you got out of it.
Yeah. Okay. So my name is Maisie May Plumstead. And pre-Shift, so I'm 27. The first blessing was that this wasn't capped at 18 or whatever, because for sure, personally, if I ever saw someone who I admired, say on social media, immediately I would like Wikipedia how old they are, because I just wanted to confirm that maybe I had just as much time to get there to their level than where they did. But it doesn't help when you're researching when Rihanna went platinum and it was at 19, you go, I'm a little bit past that. But yeah, and so that was great, felt like inviting. So pre-Shift I did a few careers which kind of maybe damaged my confidence a little bit, because I thought, yikes, why am I swapping career so often? Even though it was only one or two things, I just thought, I'm still not happy. How long is this going to go on for? I just wanted security, and I was freelancing both of those careers, and I just thought, I never have enough money. I'm going to keep going in this path to get myself a name. So am I just always going to be in a little hubbub of like plateauing, basically? So I started as a makeup artist, doing prosthetics and stage TV, whatever. And that was once I dropped out of uni. I'd been at uni a term. So there was a few things that, like, on paper looked as if I'd given up a little bit. Not that I ever saw myself as a uni person anyway, but did that as an escape pretty much, because I couldn't just do nothing. And then that moved into, like, prop making and art department on shoot. So, like, yeah, setting up the scenes and whatnot. Really, really enjoyed it, but I don't know, I kind of wanted a bit of an office job a little bit secretly, and I wanted a community, because when you're on set everyone is different every day, and then unless you like completely click and you become someone's entourage for something, then it's changing, and I don't know, you can't like familiarize yourself that much. And so I was definitely like lost, definitely quite lonely as well, I'd say, just because I was working from home prop making, just me from AM to PM, no violins, but it was just like, I just knew that life could be a little bit more social and funner than what it was. I wasn't satisfied, in short. And then my best friend's dad, who works in this industry, found the course because I'd taken him on as a mentor and just said, like, help me, because like he's known me since I was like 7 years old, and I was like, don't you think that I could maybe give a bit more than I'm giving right now, like, and so he found the course, went on the challenge day, obviously just thought, like, I didn't know how big the competition was, and I don't know how much faith I had, but it just kept on being good news, like, you got through to this week, blah blah blah, and then started the course. And I think maybe because of the experience and age that I was at, I thought, no way in hell am I going to not be the most annoyingly geeky person in this circumstance. And so, but then everyone was that anyway, so it's not like it was just the one person. Everyone was like, yes, I have this question, yes, I want to do that, like, extracurricular activity or whatever it is. And it was just, it was 4 months, I'd say, intensely, which for me is quite good, because I think that because of the paranoia of the age thing, I thought, if this is a 3-year course, I would definitely be put 30. Off, because you just want results a little bit sooner than that. And having been to uni for a term, I knew how slowly things move and how much time you're basically doing a lot of nothing, and I thought, give me 14 hours of lessons a day, not that it was that, but, and I'll be there if it means like doing a short burst. So it was perfect, and I 100% like, it is completely changed my life, really, just for the fact that, like, now I'm I'm just being able to put all that the hours and concentration into something that is like tangible, and I feel like, you know, even just having a website, and I know why I have a website. It's not just me being like, check me out, I can do a lot of nothing, which is what it felt before. It felt like a jack of all trades. Now I'm like, I am an art director and copywriter. Yes, I am. And here are the things I've made or whatever. So it's tidied up and harnessed what was floating around before.